Can somebody put our hands together again for Jesus? Glory. I'm talking about the mystery of faith. The mystery of faith. Now, we have to understand that the kingdom where we belong, the kingdom of God, where we are born, functions by mysteries. Functions by what? Mysteries. And if you don't understand these mysteries, you will keep suffering. If you don't understand the mysteries of the kingdom, you will keep suffering, even though you are in the kingdom. The kingdom of God functions in mysteries. Hallelujah. And faith is one of the mysteries in the kingdom. Faith is one of the mysteries in the kingdom. We have the mystery of the blood. We have the mystery of angels. We have the mystery of tongues. The Bible said we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery that is ordained by God for our glory. And it tells us that he that speaketh in an own tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. So, there are mysteries, and we are to walk by this mystery. This mystery ordained for our dominion on the earth. So, when you don't understand these mysteries, you can't exercise dominion on earth. You will dwell in the realm of senses. And of course, we know that mysteries are things that are beyond the comprehension of the senses. You see, when I speak in unknown tongues, my mind is unfruitful. In other words, my mind will not understand what I'm talking. So the senses cannot comprehend mysteries. Mysteries be you or me, get carried in water mad. There are deep things that are beyond the understanding, the comprehension of the human mind. Praise God. But thank God, in Mark chapter 4, from verse 10, you know, Jesus talked about the parable of the sower. And when he finished, later in the day, the disciples and some of friends around him began to ask him the interpretation, the meaning of the parable of the sower. And when he was alone, there that were about him with the 12, asked of him the parable. When you begin from verse 1, you understand the parable he's talking about the parable of the sower. Verse 11, the next verse. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. To those who are outside, these things are stories. A man was moving from Jerusalem to Jericho. Stories. But to you, it is given to know. Say, I know. I have the capacity to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And I walk in the mysteries of the kingdom. Say, unto you it is given to know. It is given unto me to know. It is given unto you to know. It is given unto you to know. Hallelujah. Now, in 1 Timothy 3, 9, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9, 1 Timothy 3, 9. Yes, it was Paul was writing to Timothy. Now, I told him, he said, holding the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Holding the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. So there is something called the mystery of faith. The mystery of faith. And I've mentioned a couple of other mysteries in the kingdom. And I've told all that these mysteries are beyond human. No unbeliever will comprehend faith. No unbeliever will comprehend faith. Because it is not given to them to know. Praise the Lord. Now, everything in the kingdom functions by faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Somebody can pray 48 hours, but it takes faith to subdue the kingdom of darkness. So your prayers are weightless without faith. So what gives weight in the kingdom is your faith. Now the Bible begins to tell us, say, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Meaning that the thing that we see, we are not made of things that are visible. By faith we understand. Now in the world they are still postulating, theorizing about creation. But in the kingdom, by faith we understand. So we are not confused about how this world came about. We are not in doubt that God is the originator of creation. Because we have understood that by faith. Are you catching what I'm saying? It's no longer argument. We're not arguing about it. We have understood it. How? By faith. So without faith, it is impossible to understand creation. Hallelujah. Now, by faith, we walk in dominion on earth. By faith. For whatsoever that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our... So faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So when you are holding the mystery of faith, you walk in dominion over this world. So faith puts you in control of the forces of darkness. For this is the victory. Somebody say, I walk in victory. By faith, I walk in victory. I walk in victory. I walk in victory over this world. So without faith, victory is not guaranteed. Hallelujah. Many of us can pray. Many of us can fast. Many of us can do good deeds. Friends, it takes faith to walk in dominion on this earth. Without faith, the Son of God is under oppression. Hallelujah. See that in 1 John chapter 5 from verse 4 to 5. Now, faith brings us to the reign of God. Faith brings us to function in the realm of God. For with God, all things are possible. Now, the Bible said, now these things with men are not possible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Now, he tells us in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed from thence to yonder, and it shall be so. And he said, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So by faith, you are metamorphosed. You are catapulted to the realm where nothing becomes impossible to you. So the mystery of faith catapults the believer into the realm of God, where you function as God. Where you speak, it is as though God has spoken. By the mystery of faith. Hallelujah. Now, by faith, we record progress in the kingdom. By faith. So, progress in the kingdom is not possible without faith. For by faith, the elders obtain good report. Those who had walked in this way before us, the Bible tells us they were able to record progress by faith. So, you can't record progress now without faith. So, without faith, progress is not guaranteed. And that is why many people are just moving around the circle in the kingdom, not making progress. And they are praying, and they are working, they are doing all manner of things. But one thing is missing. It takes the mystery of faith to make progress. To make progress. Somebody say, I'm making progress. I'm making progress. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, it takes faith also to quench every fiery dart of the devil. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, it tells us, he said, above all, after I have done all things, taking the shield of faith, wherewithal you shall be able to quench every fiery dart of the devil. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, 16. Something is wrong with this screen. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now understand this. The Bible tells us in 1 John 5:20, it says, and we know that we are born of God. And the whole world lieth under the power, under the control of the wicked one. But he that is born of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. So the world is controlled by forces of wickedness. Say, the whole world lieth under the power of the wicked one. So I am not confused about wickedness happening in the world, because I know the one in control is wickedness personified. And one can only give what one has. A tree can only produce its fruit. You can't get mango fruit from an orange tree. So the devil, Satan the devil, the dragon that has deceived the whole world, he is wickedness personified. And he is the one running this world. So, as a child of God, to keep yourself, you need to, above all, take in the mystery of faith. So that no matter what is thrown at you, you will quench it. For by faith, they quench the violence of fire. They stop the mouth of lions. Women brought back their dead to life by faith. Not by prayer. Not by prayer. The church has exalted prayer so much, it is causing suffering in many quarters. Listen to me. Don't think I don't pray. You can't find a man of prayer who is not a man of faith who is not a man of prayer. You can't find a man of faith who is not a man of prayer. But you can find men of prayers who are not men of faith. So understand faith, you understand prayer. Hallelujah. Wisdom is to follow the instruction of the one who created you. If he tells you this is what to do, don't argue. Do it. And enjoy your peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why is faith important to us as children of God? Because the Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. Who are the just? Those who have been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Those who are born again. So the one that is born again shall live by faith. And the word of God says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. And concerning the just shall live by faith, you have four places in scriptures where it is written. In Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, it is written, and the just shall live by faith. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 11, it is written, and the just shall live by faith. In Romans chapter 1 verse 17, it is written, and the just shall live by faith. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, it is written, and the just shall live by faith. And if any man draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. My soul has no pleasure in him. Hallelujah. When I see men of God who make light of faith, I laugh. When I see people of God who make light of faith, who treat faith lightly, I laugh. Because challenges will continue. Without faith, victory is not guaranteed. So, we are instructed by the scriptures that the just shall live by faith. And if any man draws back, God says, my soul has no pleasure in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, the Bible tells us, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So the believer is not walking without faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So when you walk by sight, you are crippled as a believer. When you walk by sight, you are crippled as a believer. A woman came to me sometime to pray for her. The person living on top of her building, making incantation and pounding something in the middle of the night by 12, and is trouble everywhere, and she wanted to pack her from the house. I said, if you pack her from that house, do you know who is living to where you are packing to? No, deal with it. If he's making incantation, don't you have incantation to make? He that speaketh in an unknown tongue is incantation. So in the middle of the night, as he begins his own incantation, begin your own incantation. Let it be incantation versus incantation. Let us now know the one that we bow. Above all, taking the shield of faith. It's not in running away. It's not in calling daddy, oh, pray for me. No. The mystery that is given to you, what are you doing with it? The woman went and began to make incantations. It became incantation versus incantation. It was not up to two with the man packed out. Running. Friends, we have mysteries given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ to walk in dominion on the earth. If you don't hold your own mystery, the fault is not from God. Somebody came to me to pray for her that the husband's elder sister married, had problem with her own husband, and returned to the house, and is now living in their house, in the flat where they are living. And the husband is the younger brother. So the wife is now, I don't know where she's located, because her husband is the younger brother. And then this woman came and began to torment everybody in the house. Took over the lady's kitchen. And the husband couldn't say anything, couldn't do anything. And this woman suddenly began to suffer in her own house. If she says anything, it's my sister. What do you want me to do? You want me to chase out my sister? And she was about losing her marriage. I said, I don't have to pray for you. I don't have time to pray for you. This is not prayer. He says, if you allow anything on the earth, it's allowed for you in heaven. If you disallow anything on the earth, it is allowed for you in heaven. So if you don't like the condition in the house, disallow it. He said, I said, it's not prayer. Walk around your house. Say, I disallow anything in this house inconveniencing me in my husband's house. I disallow it in the name of Jesus. When your voice is heard on the earth, your voice is heard in heaven. He said, let that serious hear thy voice, and they that gather against you, they shall scatter. Jesus said to Kenneth Hagin, if you don't speak, I have nothing to perform. He was talking with the Lord, and suddenly, one idiot demon came from nowhere and started blocking his view, and he was no longer hearing what the master was saying. And the master was still there, still talking, as though the thing was not there. But Kenneth Hagin couldn't hear anymore. And he was waiting for the master to do something. And the master was just, Jesus was just standing there. All of a sudden, out of anger, he shouted, "In the name of Jesus, you foul demon, out!" And the demon left. And he began to hear the Lord talking to him. And Kenneth Hagin was worried. And he asked him, "Lord, what just happened? Why couldn't you?" The Lord said, "I couldn't do anything." The man said he was shocked. Not that I didn't want to do anything, but I couldn't do anything. He said, "Why, Lord?" He said, "Because I have given all of the powers to you on earth. So if you don't do anything, I have nothing to perform. It is time to begin to do something. It's no longer time to begin to hide, to begin to complain, to begin to cry. The time of crying is over. It is now the time of action. I will do something." Say, "I will do something." The woman went home and began to walk in the house. She said, "I disallow anything in this house inconveniencing me in my husband's house. I disallow it in the name of Jesus. I disallow it, for I disallow anything here. I disallow for me in heaven. I disallow it. I disallow it." It wasn't 3 days. The woman began to pack her things. "A witch in this house. There are witches in this house. Witch everywhere. Witch everywhere." That was what it. She packed her things and ran away from the house. Friends, the mystery of faith is available. The mystery of faith is available. Now, the believer is not called to have faith, because the believer already has faith. You are born with the faith of God as a believer. Jesus, speaking in Mark 11:22, he said, "If you have the God kind of faith," he was speaking to the apostles before the new birth. After they were born again, there is nowhere to repeat it again. You shall have the faith. No, because you are already born with the faith of God. So the question is, what are you doing with the faith of God in you? Somebody say, "I have the mystery of faith. I have the mystery of faith." Hallelujah. "I walk by that mystery. For the just shall live by his faith." I packed into an apartment that was a den of cultists. My younger sister, the first day we went there, my younger sister said, "No, brother, you can't live here." I said, "Don't worry. It's God that directed me to come and live here." The villagers couldn't pass the street where the house was built. It was a notorious area. Yeah, that was the place that God showed me to move into. I moved into it. And it was not, I don't know whether, it was not up to a week. My first son was born. As we moved into that place, Junior was born. And these people were, you know, smoking was just normal. They smoke and smoke their life to death. Everywhere would be filled with a stench of marijuana. And one day my wife got very angry and said, "I have to go and confront these people. Why should they? Don't they have sense? They see that a new child is born here and they are smoking this thing in the street, in the passage, blah, 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 blah." I said, "They were smoking here before you came. So you came and saw them smoking and you packed in. So don't disturb them. If you don't want it, let's disallow it. Simple." He said, what do you mean? I said, "If you don't want the smoking around here, let's disallow it. Let's just say we disallow the smoking of Igbo in this compound." Very simple. And we started. We disallow the smoking of India hemp in this house, in this compound. We disallow it. 2 days, there was a court clash. You know, the hitmen there, about two of them were killed. The other ones ran away. I said, "Only the person that will remain here is one that will give his life to Jesus Christ." Before you know it, everywhere was cleansed. The only man remaining there of all the cultists, a man is born again now. Married with children. A very good friend of mine until tomorrow. He said to me, I have come to believe in marriage because of you. No quarreling. I spoke so much to them to the point that they began to hold meetings of how to handle what they would do to me. And every time they would hold a meeting, I would see them where they were holding the meeting. The Holy Ghost would just close my eyes. I would look at them holding the meeting, hear what they are talking. There is something called the mystery of faith. It's given to us to live in dominion on earth. It is given to us to live in dominion on earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said we are standing by faith. So when you are standing, don't think you are standing until you are standing is by faith. So if you are not standing by faith, you are not standing. If you are not standing by faith, you are not standing. How by faith? I am standing because the Lord has set my feet on a solid ground. I am standing because the Lord is with me. I shall not fear. What can man do? Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. What can man do? The Lord is my defense. I shall not fear. What can man do? Man can do nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, faith works with good conscience. Say, faith works with good conscience. Faith works with good conscience. He said, holding the mystery of faith and good conscience. Good conscience. Faith works with good conscience. Also, in 1 Timothy 1:19, we still see it where Apostle Paul was also counseling Timothy concerning the mystery of faith. And good conscience, which he said, some having discarded, have made shipwreck of their faith. Say, holding faith and a good conscience. And a good conscience. A conscience that is devoid of bitterness, hatred, malice, and all of that. You are not holding anybody in your heart. Holding faith and a good conscience. Somebody can have a good conscience without holding faith. It amounts to nothing. So, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck the faith. You know what it means to make shipwreck? So, your faith have accident. You know, when a car is moving and it has accident, movement will stop. Am I correct? So, without good conscience, faith can have accident. And becomes unproductive. So have good conscience. Hallelujah. Good conscience. Paul was speaking to Agrippa. He said, I strive to have good conscience towards God and towards man. So I work at it to have good conscience. To have good conscience. No holding anybody in my heart, no matter what I have done. Why? Because I want to preserve my conscience so that my faith will not have accident. I'm not doing it because of you. I'm not forgiving you because of you. I am not forgiving you because of anything. I am so that I will have clear conscience. Good conscience. So that at every point when I pull my shield of faith, it will answer. And my faith will not have accident. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, faith is not in vacuum. It's not something you cannot see. Talking about Jesus, he said to the young men, the Bible said, and when Jesus saw their faith, so your faith can be seen. So when you have faith, it will show. will do what? It will show. It will show in your life. Faith is not just talking. I know a young man that was visiting us from Lagos sometime 2005, 2006, 7 thereabout. Every time he comes around, we'll be talking and talking and talking, and he'll be quoting scriptures. And so when I told our pastor, I said, there is something wrong about this young man. So I said, Pastor, how are you talking? I said, there is something wrong about, you can't have this volume of God's word in your life and be stranded. It's not possible. For by it the elders obtain a good report, and we are obtaining good report by the same faith. So you can't have this volume of God's word and be stranded. There is something wrong. I said, I've known him, he's been my childhood friend, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. And one day, Pastor traveled, I think, to Liberia and was coming back. He was in a hurry. He handed the man his money to change for him and then send it back. And that was the money he wanted to use to buy our first instrument. If the man will send the money, it's tomorrow. Stories upon stories, stories. Pastor didn't know how to tell me one day. I said, Pastor, look at what I said. Hey, I know it. Something is wrong with that young man. That if he could do this to you, imagine what he's doing. So when I see a child of God having a challenge, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, no. You come to me. I won't pray for you. Go and sort yourself out. You know what's wrong with you? Go and sort yourself. God cannot be mocked. God cannot be mocked. Now, men see by the outward appearance, but God sees beyond that, the heart. Are you catching what I'm saying? You can deceive everybody, but you can't deceive him. And he's the one who rewards. He's the one who answers to the mystery of faith. Hallelujah. So their faith was seen. They took their friend who was sick. And because in the house of Jesus at Capernaum, there was no space. So they had to climb the roof and remove the roof of Jesus' house, because that house was where Jesus was living. They removed the roof and brought the man down before Jesus Christ. And he said, when he saw their faith, what was the faith? We know that if this man lands before Jesus, he will be healed. He will be healed. Just like the woman of issue of blood. He said, he heard, and she said in her heart, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. You have come to higher school of ministry. What are you trusting God for? What are you believing God for? Now, this is not one of those meetings for excitement. No. It is a meeting I have come to take some things that will make my life and ministry beautiful, that will move my life and ministry forward. I have come to take delivery of some things that will add to my knowledge, that will add to my life, and cause my life to shine forth. What have you come to take? By mystery of faith, nothing shall be impossible to the one who has faith. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. For by faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So by that understanding, you can also frame your own word the same way God has framed his word. Because faith brings us to the realm of God. Now, how did God frame the world? How did he create the world? By speaking words. And he has sent Jesus to give us his word. He said, the word you gave to me, I have given to them, in John chapter 17. As wonderful as grace is, as beautiful as grace is, we assess grace by faith. So without faith, we can't access the grace of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 7. Romans 5, 7. Romans 5, 7. For scarcely for a righteous man, no, is not the scripture. Verse 1, please. Romans 5, 1. Let's see it. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The next verse. The next verse. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So, by whom also we have access, by how? By faith into this grace wherein we stand. So, by faith we have access to the grace of God. We have access to the grace of God. And the grace of God is everything. The grace of God is everything for us. The grace of God is everything for us. So, the way to God's grace is faith. So, without faith, we will not be able to access the grace of God. Do we see how important faith is? Do we see how important faith is? Do we see how important faith is? Today, I shall live by faith. From this day forward, I live by faith. I live by faith. And to live by faith is to live by your word. Faith, your faith is your word. Your faith is what you are saying. 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 So beginning from today, you shall live by what you say. For Jesus said, you shall have whatsoever you say. You shall have whatsoever you say. Somebody be on your feet. I'm beginning to talk to God now. What do you want from this meeting? What are you going to take from this meeting? The woman of issue of blood came to take a delivery of her healing in Christ. She came to Jesus. Said, if I could touch the hem of her garment, I shall be made whole. She came to take delivery of her healing from a disease, from a health condition of 12 years. The Bible said she had expended her means, her money in the hands of physicians, all kinds of treatments and prescriptions and all of that. Yet, the sickness persisted. 12 years of challenge. I don't care how many years you have struggled in ministry. I don't care how many years you have struggled with that challenge. This is the end of it. I said, this is the end of it. This is the end of it. For by faith, nothing shall be impossible. By faith, nothing shall be impossible. And that same woman, that day, the moment she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, her sickness disappeared. Her trouble ceased. Today, that sickness is going from your life. That challenge is disappearing from your life. That stagnation is ending in your life. That frustration is ending today. In the name of Jesus. Because faith is available now. The spirit of faith is here now. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Do you want to create anything in your life? This is the time for it. The mystery of faith is available. The spirit of faith is here now. What do you want? 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 Say it now. Ketu kapasia kata. Lekuzia kariante kate. Yekupa kata kazate. I refuse to be stagnated in ministry. I refuse to be stagnated in ministry. I refuse to be stagnated in ministry. No more stagnation in my ministry. No more frustration in ministry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No more stagnation. No more frustration. No more backwardness. That That spirit of faith is here. That spirit of faith is here. The spirit of faith is here. We all having the same spirit of faith, as it is written. They believe, therefore they spoke. I also believe. We also believe, therefore we speak. Therefore we speak. What are the things you have come to believe? Open your mouth and say them out. Say them out. Say them out now. Say them out now. That spirit is available, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. From this day forward, you walk in impossibilities. You walk in possibilities. From this day forward, you walk in possibilities. All things are possible. All things are possible. Because the faith of God is working in me. I live by the faith of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.